USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warned of potentially tragic economic consequences if Congress and the White House don't provide more stimulus. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi telling House Democratic leaders on a conference call Monday evening that her negotiations with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are going very slowly. Mnuchin and Pelosi set to speak again today regarding a new coronavirus relief bill. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has remained mostly silent regarding President Trump until Monday.
Anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, I think is responsible for what happens to them.
Biden making those comments Monday at a town hall in Miami, the former vice president campaigning in Pennsylvania later today. USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/World Sight Day. That's onesight.org/World Sight Day.
Hurricane Delta keeps getting stronger as it blows through the Caribbean. The storm became a hurricane Monday night and muscled up to a Category 2 extremely dangerous hurricane early Wednesday. Hurricane Delta is on track to hit the Gulf Coast by Friday with the risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, and heavy rain from Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. An Arkansas police officer has died and another was injured Monday after a shootout in Pine Bluff. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The officer killed is identified as Kevin Collins, a five-year veteran of the force. He was serving in the violent crimes unit. The second officer who was shot, Lieutenant Ralph Isaac, is in stable condition. There were two of three officers involved in an investigation at a motel when shots were exchanged between the officers and at least one suspect. The Arkansas State Police has taken over the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Congressman Jim Banks is calling on Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to issue an apology for her comments following President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis, accusing her of victim blaming. Following the announcement on Friday that President Trump had tested positive for COVID-19, Pelosi wished the president a safe recovery, but also noted that he had repeatedly been seen at events without wearing a mask. She said he could have taken additional precautions to avoid contracting the virus. Congressman Banks sending Pelosi a letter. As far as any response, he says,
I haven't heard back from Speaker Pelosi. I don't expect to, but the insinuation here that anyone who gets the coronavirus was irresponsible and that's how they picked it up is something that should be offensive to the thousands of men and women who have tested positive for coronavirus. It should be offensive to their families, especially offensive to the families of those who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus. That's exactly what Speaker Pelosi is saying in this comment. She hates the president so much that she's gone so far to insinuate that anyone who picks up this coronavirus has been irresponsible in the process.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to shut down synagogues in New York City if the Jewish community refuses to follow his coronavirus rules. Cuomo saying to the Orthodox community, if you're not willing to live with these coronavirus rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.